This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. His Daughter's Best Friend by J142. Ted was living the perfect life. He had a great job, a wonderful wife, and two wonderful children. Ted Jr. is their firstborn and his daughter, Charlotte, was born 2 years later. He was living the dream with a four-bedroom home in the suburbs, going to school, sporting events, and dance recitals of their children. His wife was the president of the PTA. Ted Jr. went away to college studying to be an engineer, and Charlotte was a straight-A student who played soccer and volleyball. He was sure their children got into trouble that they never found out about, but for the most part, the things they caught them at were pretty mild compared to what Ted was doing at their age. A parent will always worry about their kids, but his wife and he were fortunate to have a fairly stress-free life compared to their friends. And in Ted had their ups and downs like any married couple. They struggled financially when they were first married, went through the deaths of their parents, and made it through job changes. They had a decent sex life that wasn't as frequent as when they were younger, but that's pretty normal as they gracefully aged together. Sex got even less frequent as and started to go through menopause, and tried to keep their sex life going, but Ted could tell she wasn't into it. She'd give his dick some obligatory licks before he stuck it in her, then it seemed like she couldn't wait until it was over. It got even worse when Ann couldn't stand his snoring anymore, and he moved into the guest bedroom to keep from arguing. By that time, Ted was jerking off more often than having sex with his wife, so at least he didn't have to sneak off to do it anymore. Just about the time their sex life began to go downhill quickly, their daughter and her best friend, Olivia, turned 18. It was one of those moments in life that makes a parent feel older, especially when Charlotte was talking about moving out of the house and going away to college. Ann and Ted discussed downsizing and selling their house to move into a condo when she graduated, but they weren't ready to leave the home where they raised a family. In those final months before they became empty nesters, Ted began to look at Charlotte's friend differently. Both Charlotte and Olivia seemed to suddenly turn from girls into young ladies. In doing so, so did their bodies. Ted didn't know if it was because he had blue balls more often, the seemingly sudden development of their bodies, or a combination of both, but damn, Olivia was a gorgeous young lady. She wasn't the awkward teenager with braces anymore. She had a warm, welcoming smile, full lips, and baby blue eyes. It began one evening when Olivia and Charlotte were kicking around a soccer ball in the yard. They were wearing tight spandex shorts and sports bras. As Ted peered out the kitchen window while getting a glass of water, his eyes became fixed on Olivia's strawberry blonde hair and a ponytail. She lost her baby fat, and now had a trim hourglass figure with a tight round butt. Her shorts were so tight they fit snugly between her ass cheeks. While her sports bra tightly constrained her B-cup breasts, it highlighted her slender hourglass figure, well-defined muscles in her arms, and toned abs. Ted was pleasantly surprised by how fit Olivia was. Olivia was enjoying the newfound attention she was receiving from the opposite sex from the development of her young body. She still thought her boobs were too small and her butt too big, but she noticed guys checking her out more often. The more revealing her clothing became, the more attention she received. Once a young lady discovers boys are finding her attractive, they seem to want to show off their developing body. Years ago, Ann and Ted had an in-ground pool installed with a hot tub. The intention was to have a place in their yard where they could enjoy the summers, but also act as a place where the kids could entertain their friends. It was easier to keep an eye on them when they were socializing at home. Now that Ted Jr. was out of the house, the pool became the central gathering place for Charlotte and her friends. It wasn't unusual for Ted and Ann to come home from work to find several of Charlotte's friends there. Now that Olivia and Charlotte were 18, they began to wear skimpier bikinis. Ted told his wife he thought Charlotte's swimsuit was more revealing than he liked, but and told him that's what girls were wearing now and that he was old-fashioned. He was on the losing end of that discussion. If Charlotte's bikini was revealing, Olivia's exposed more of her young tender body than his daughter's. She might as well have been wearing a thong because it barely covered any of her delectable tight ass. Even more of her cheeks were revealed after swimming or moving around when the bottoms would become wedged between that luscious derriere. Ted felt a touch guilty for looking at Olivia in that way, but she had a nice ass. She thought Ted may have been checking her out, so she deliberately wouldn't pull her bikini bottoms from between her cheeks in hopes he was looking. Her bikini top barely covered her nipples, leaving most of her tantalizing mounds in view. Her breasts are nice but on the smallish side, so when Olivia would lean over, the top would sag just enough to give Ted a view of her entire breast, nipples and all. The first time it happened, she didn't know what Ted was looking at until she looked down herself. Her first instinct was to cover herself, but she found she liked having him looking at her. Olivia purposely exposed her breasts to Ted a couple of more times and her pussy got wetter each time. Each time he got a glimpse of those beauties, he wanted to touch them and take her nipples between his lips. His eyes would suddenly dart the other way when she looked up at him. She liked the fact that she could attract the attention of an older, mature, married man. Ted felt like a dirty old man at times, but he wrote it off as harmless looking. He had absolutely no intention of acting upon his manly desires. He found himself thinking of Olivia's ripe body when he masturbated while alone in his room at night. He chastised himself for looking at his daughter's friend that way but rationalized it by thinking that other dads were probably checking out his daughter too. Not only did Olivia look great in a bikini or her spandex sportswear, but she was pretty hot in a pair of tight jeans and a tank top too. She has this perfect heart-shaped ass that shakes when she walks. She likes to wear low-rise jeans and her whale tail was often visible. Ted's eyes would immediately be drawn to the exposed strings of her thong, and knew the color of her panties and imagined what they must look like on her. Sometimes he'd even catch a glimpse of some ass cleavage, that little bit of the crack of her ass too. Charlotte and Olivia had boyfriends their age and Ted knew from conversations he overheard and from his wife that they were sexually active. He would look at Olivia at times when he saw her with her boyfriend and imagine what it would be like to have those precious lips wrapped around his dick or to fuck that tight teen pussy of hers. Ted thought it was a shame to waste her good pussy on an inexperienced lover. The night of their prom, a few of the girls got ready at Ted and Ann's house and was fighting back the tears watching their daughter looking like a grown-up woman, much older than her 18 years. Ted thought her dress showed too much of her cleavage and had a slit up one leg. Her hair and makeup were done professionally. He knew there was no way her date was going to keep his hands off of her. Olivia's dress was an even more daring gown that was more low-cut than Charlotte's, with a slit up her left leg to her hip. When she walked, Ted caught a glimpse of her black thong and garter underneath. She looked like she was in her 20s and he envied her date. From what Ann had heard from other parents, Alvia and Charlotte went to a party after the prom where people were smoking weed and alcohol was freely available. It bothered Ted a little but it wasn't anything he didn't do at their age. There was no doubt in his mind that they both got laid that night too. Ted wanted to think his daughter and her friend were still innocent but the reality was that they were young adults now. As the weather got warmer, Olivia became a fixture around the house as the girls got good use out of the swimming pool and hot tub. Charlotte had other friends but they weren't as attractive as Olivia. Ted's mood seemed to perk up when Olivia was around and he realized he had developed a crush on his daughter's friend. It was a harmless attraction but she was a beautiful young woman and quite friendly. She always took the time to talk to Ann and Ted and thank them for their hospitality. From what Charlotte told her parents, Olivia's parents got divorced years ago and her mom wasn't around much so they became a substitute family for her. In return, Olivia had developed a crush on Ted. He kept himself in decent shape but had a little beer belly. He has light brown hair with wisps of gray and dark brown eyes. She always greeted Ted with a charming smile that would show her dimples. Now that she knew he was admiring her young body, Olivia made sure to dress in a more alluring manner when she knew Ted was going to be around the house. Ted was a night owl and unlike most people, only needed a few hours of sleep. His wife and daughter, on the other hand, go to bed much earlier. He loves the peace and quiet at night when everyone is asleep. He can be alone with his thoughts while sipping a beer. Sometimes when Olivia was spending the night, she would come down and watch TV with Ted. One night Ted was watching a baseball game and drinking a beer, when he heard Olivia ask, "What you watching?" He turned to see Olivia standing in the doorway wearing a white satin button-down pajama top with matching shorts. Her nipples were poking through the thin fabric like they were begging him to notice.
"Oh, just a ball game," Ted replied. "Do you mind if I join you? I don't want to go to sleep this early."
"That's fine. I could use the company.
Why don't you get yourself something to drink?"
"Okay, Mr. K, I'll be right back.
Grab me another beer while you're in there." Olivia returned with two beers but he didn't say anything seeing he knew she and Charlotte were no strangers to alcohol. She handed him a beer and sat at the other end of the sofa with hers. Ted began to sip his beer as Olivia made herself comfortable. He almost choked on his beer when Olivia crossed one leg on the sofa with one leg on the floor. Her pajama shorts were loose around the legs affording Ted an upshot view of a cleanly shaven pussy. As he was struggling for air, Olivia asked,
"Are you okay, Mr. K?" Ted managed to say,
"Yeah, I'm fine. It just went down the wrong way."
He tried his best not to stare between Olivia's legs but her sweet teen pussy was there for the viewing. Ted would try to watch the game but kept glancing over at Olivia who seemed oblivious to what he was looking at. His deviant mind couldn't help but wonder what her pussy tasted like or how it would feel wrapped around his dick. It then hit him that she was completely naked underneath her pajamas. Unfortunately, she brought both of her legs onto the sofa and his view ended. When the ball game was over, they took their empty beer cans into the kitchen and said their goodnights. Olivia looked up at Ted with her baby blue eyes. It was like she wanted to say something but didn't. He followed her up the stairs to their rooms, her picture-perfect ass twitching in his face. It took all of Ted's willpower not to reach out and touch her butt. When they got to the top of the stairs, Olivia looked at him like they had just ended a date, almost like you don't know if you should ask for a goodnight kiss or not. She then gave Ted a big hug and they left to go to their rooms. Ted had a great jerk-off session that night thinking about what he'd like to do with his daughter's friend. It was a harmless fantasy that he knew would never happen. A man could dream anyway. He fantasized about eating that sweet honeypot and then sliding his dick into that tender teen pussy while looking into her soft blue eyes. Ted wondered what it would be like to have her riding him while he played with her perky little titties. He desperately wanted to suck on her nipples. Ted was able to let his fantasies go while knowing he had a better chance of winning the lottery than having his dream come true. The closer graduation day became, the more Olivia seemed to be at Ted and Ann's house. It got to the point they wondered where she was when she wasn't there. Not only was Olivia sleeping at their house on the weekends but also several nights during the week. She had taken over Junior's room to the point where everyone called it Olivia's room. And then Ted were becoming pseudo-parents to Olivia, not that they minded at all. That meant Ted got to see Olivia around the pool more often and they spent more evenings watching TV together late at night. Their nights alone allowed them to talk and get to know each other on a deeper level. They were developing a bond because Ted was talking to Olivia as an adult, not a child. She was more accepting of his advice because he wasn't preaching to or lecturing her. Ted guided Olivia on what to expect in college, was a soothing influence when she talked about her family life, and advised her on dealing with men.
I'm tired of dating guys my own age. They're so immature. I've got news for you, it doesn't get much better, Ted said with a laugh. Just ask Anne.
Olivia laughed and replied.
So you're saying that men are basically hopeless?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I like about you, Mr. K. You know how to make me laugh. In all seriousness, Olivia, when you're in college, you'll be around a lot more guys. We're not all that bad. I hope you're right.
One night, Ted and Olivia were having a couple of beers in the hot tub and she was expressing some frustration with her boyfriend.
Paul can be such a jerk sometimes. All he thinks about is one thing, if you know what I mean.
Ted smiled and replied.
Yeah, that's what teenage boys are like. That's why dads don't like it when they see their daughters starting to date. We were young once and know what they're after.
Olivia laughed.
Don't they understand that we want something more than that? Don't get me wrong, girls like sex too, but it's not all we think about. It takes guys a while to figure that out.
Some learn faster than others. I think I need to find one like that. Olivia got out of the hot tub and was sitting on the side to cool off. Ted was fondly admiring the young teen's body as she sat in an almost pin-up-like pose. She had such nice slender legs with some muscle definition to them from playing sports. Her stomach was taut, and the mounds of her breasts were pushing out of the top of her bikini. He dreamed of what he would do to her if she were older, and he wasn't married. Ted was caught off guard when Olivia asked him.
Do you think I'm pretty, Mr. K?
What?
Of course I do. You're a beautiful young lady. Why do you ask?
I don't know.
Sometimes I think my boobs are too small and my butt is too big.
Ted had a couple of beers in him by then and replied.
You've got a great body, Olivia, trust me. Your boobs are perfect and you've got a nice ass.
He immediately regretted being that outspoken. He wished he would have been less specific. He basically admitted he had been checking her out.
Do you really think so? I mean, you aren't saying that just to be nice, are you? No, Olivia, you are a gorgeous young woman.
Thanks, Mr. K. You're not so bad yourself.
Olivia kind of blushed a little and looked down to avoid eye contact. Ted wondered if they both just admitted to having a crush on one another. No one had paid him a compliment like that in years. They decided to go for a quick dip in the pool to cool off before heading inside. When Olivia stood up, she adjusted the front of her bikini bottoms. Ted was standing lower inside the hot tub, and his face was directly in front of her crotch. He almost gasped for air because Olivia's wetsuit was now pulled snugly into her crotch to show a perfect camel toe. He recalled getting glimpses of her tender teen pussy before, and it was now inches from his face, covered only by the thin fabric of her bikini bottoms. What Ted didn't know is that Olivia knew exactly what she was doing and she was deliberately trying to get his attention. He followed her to the pool steps, watching her twitching ass the entire time. He desperately wanted to know what her tight cheeks felt like, but knew it was just a wish. Before Olivia stepped into the pool, she looked back at Ted and noticed his eyes staring at her butt. She was proud to see a lump developing in his swim trunks. He wasn't only being polite when he told her what a nice body she had. His growing erection confirmed it. Thankfully for Ted, the cool water also helped to cool his growing desires. Just before they decided to call it a night, Olivia went down the slide. When her body hit the water, the top of her bikini went up above her breasts. When she stood up, her tits were exposed. Ted looked at her with his eyes and mouth wide open in awe of her perky breasts and hard nipples. He had seen glimpses of her breasts but never completely bare before. Olivia let Ted get a good look at her state of partial undress before pulling her top back into place and saying,
"How embarrassing. I'm sorry. No, that's okay. No need to be embarrassed."
As they dried themselves off, Ted watched as Olivia bent and turned, her bikini bottoms firmly wedged between her flawless ass cheeks. She made no effort to pull them out either. She could feel Ted's eyes on her ass as he followed her into the house and up the stairs to their rooms. Not only did he want to touch her, but he wanted to nibble on the meaty flesh dancing before him. Once again, they stood looking into each other's eyes before they hugged and parted. Ted's manly desires wanted to invite Olivia into his room. He wanted to fuck the teasing teen, but he knew he couldn't. His eyes scanned her delicious body from her strawberry blonde hair to her lovely breasts, down to her camel toe, luscious legs, and back again. Olivia was hoping for a request to join him, but knew that it wouldn't happen. She would have willingly gone into his room if only he had asked. They looked at one another for a few moments before parting, with Ted watching her ass until she got to her room. She paused at the door, giving him one more chance for Ted to invite her to join him before going into their respective rooms alone. Once in his room, Ted congratulated himself on his self-control, which took all of his willpower to manage. That didn't stop him from very explicitly thinking about what he would like to do with Olivia while he jerked off once again. He was fantasizing what it would be like to touch her succulent body and lick and kiss her from her head down to her toes when he heard muffled moans through the wall of Olivia's room. It sounded like she was masturbating too. That only drove his thoughts to wonder further how those sweet lips would feel wrapped around his hard dick, and how tight her juicy pussy would feel as he fucked her. He thought about what it would be like to fuck that tight ass of hers.
His moans grew louder as his orgasm was approaching, matching the sounds coming through the wall. While Olivia was twiddling her clit and fingering herself, she desperately wanted to know what it would be like to make love with an older, more mature man. The sounds coming from his room confirmed that Ted was excited by her, and her body, which only made him more attractive to her. She wanted to please him, and knew that he wanted her too. Olivia wanted to feel Ted inside her, and that she was a better lover than his wife. She momentarily considered going into his room so he wouldn't have to satisfy himself, but didn't have the courage to follow through with her yearnings for Ted. When Ted heard the sounds of Olivia's approaching orgasm, he stroked himself faster. When she began to come, he shot his load into a tissue. In his mind, he was shooting it deep into Olivia's pussy while she writhed beneath him. She was thinking about having his throbbing cock shooting his cum into her and telling her how good she was in bed. It was now obvious to Ted that Olivia had a mutual crush on him, which only made their situation more dangerous. He knew there was no way they could act upon their feelings. There was no way he could engage in a sexual relationship with a young woman who was literally old enough to be his daughter and was Charlotte's best friend, not to mention the fact that he was a married man. That didn't stop him from gazing at Olivia's firm young body when she was around. Olivia also knew that having a sexual relationship with Ted wasn't practical. She wasn't going to risk her friendship with Charlotte or her relationship with Anne, who had become a second mother to her. That didn't stop her from having a crush on Ted or stop her from getting a cheap thrill from teasing him with her hot body. She would give him knowing looks and a not-so-innocent smile whenever she saw him. Just because Ted knew no good could come from acting on his sexual longings for Olivia, that doesn't mean he wasn't tempted. Sex with him became less and less frequent as time went on, which placed more stress on his relationship with his wife. When Ted would see Olivia, even if she wasn't teasing him, thoughts would pop into his head. Part of him would think, "You should have fucked her when you had the chance. Look at that fine body you passed up." Somehow he maintained his self-control. Olivia had thoughts of her own too. Despite her secret desires for Ted, she wondered if she really would have gone through with having sex with him if she had the chance. She was having fun giving him a wink when no one was looking and watching the look of panic on his face. If she was wearing a short skirt, she would sometimes sit with her legs parted so he could see her panties. Olivia got a special thrill when she would stare at Ted while he looked up her dress, then get flustered when he knew she caught him. He kept telling himself that she was playing with fire, and someday she might tease him to the point where he'd lose all control and fuck her hard. Ted thought it was best for everyone if he avoided any contact with Olivia and went to bed earlier when she stayed over so he wouldn't be tempted to do something he knew he would regret later. He did miss their conversations and gazing at her alluring body, but didn't need any complications in his life. In several weeks, the girls would be going off to college anyway and he wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. Things were going as planned until one night when Ted had to work into the evening and went out for a beer with friends from work afterward. When he got home, he changed into his shorts and t-shirt and settled down with a beer to watch a ballgame. He thought he was alone until he heard a familiar voice. "Do you mind if I join you?" Ted was startled by the voice coming from behind him. He turned to see Olivia standing there in a white cotton nightgown, her nipples poking out through the fabric. "Damn, Olivia, you scared the shit out of me." "Yeah, sure. Grab yourself something to drink and join me." "Sorry, Mr. K, I didn't mean to scare you. I'll be right back." When Olivia came back with a beer, she sat down sideways at the other end of the sofa with her knees bent. She pulled the gown over her knees to seemingly hide her crotch from his view. However, the bottom of the gown drooped down to reveal her upper thighs and clean-shaven pussy. Ted swallowed hard as he gazed at her exposed puffy lips. Ted's first thought was, "There is no way she doesn't know I can see her pussy and nipples." He then gazed at her sexy nail-polished toes and slender legs. He tried to keep his eyes on the TV, but that proved impossible. Every time Olivia leaned to grab her beer from the coffee table, her legs parted a little and so did her pussy lips. Damn, he so desperately wanted to peel her nightgown over her head and taste her ripe teen pussy. He wanted to feast on it like a gourmet meal. "We haven't had a chance to talk much lately, Mr. K. I miss our talks."
"Yeah, I guess our timing has been off. I've been working late a lot too."
They talked about the ball game for a moment before Olivia turned the subject to going away to college and being nervous seeing she only had a few weeks left of summer vacation.
"It's only natural to be a little nervous thinking about being on your own for the first time. We've all gone through it. After the first week or so, you'll adjust and find out how much you like it. You'll meet new friends too. I've thought about all of that, but right now, you and Mrs. K have been so supportive of me when things were rough for me. I think I'll miss that the most. I can't count on my mom, that's for sure. That won't change, Olivia. We'll always be here if you need us."
"Thanks, Mr. K. I appreciate that. You know I'd do anything for you too."
Ted didn't know how to take that last statement. Was it a subtle come on? Was it wishful thinking on his part? He decided to let it go and not say anything. The whole time they were talking, Ted was sneaking peeks between Olivia's legs and at her nipples. When she reached for her beer, she started to place one foot on the floor while keeping one leg on the sofa, giving Ted a wide-open view up her gown. He thought he noticed her wet pussy glisten in the light of the room. When she got up to get them more beer, Olivia dropped her empty can on the floor and bent over at the waist to pick it up. Her ass pressed against the back of her gown, her cheeks entirely on display through the fabric for him to see. It took all of Ted's self-restraint not to reach out and fondle her creamy ass. Olivia stood up. She glanced over her shoulder to see if Ted was watching. She wasn't disappointed as she saw his eyes dart upwards from her ass to her eyes. He knew he had been caught, but he also knew she probably did it on purpose. He decided that if she was going to show him her body, he was going to look, and he didn't care if Olivia caught him. When Olivia returned with their beers, she stood in front of the TV to place Ted's down on the coffee table. The light coming from behind her made the bottom half of her nightgown see-through. Ted stared intently at her nude silhouette. He honestly didn't know how much more he could take. The brain between his legs was telling him.
Go ahead, fuck her. She's gorgeous. Go ahead, you know she wants you too.
However, the brain in his head was saying.
She's the forbidden fruit. Your wife and daughter will never forgive you if you give in to your temptations.
Olivia was feeling the same conflicts but knew if she gave in to her primal urges there could be serious consequences if they got caught. However, if Ted made the first move, she wasn't going to resist. Ted tried not to stare at Olivia and it helped that she was sitting with her feet on the floor now. However, her gown clung to her trim legs, and her breasts pressed against the top of her gown. Phew, she was a good-looking young lady. If someone was going to make a statue of a perfect female body, Olivia could be the model. That's how their relationship went for the next few weeks until Charlotte and Olivia went off to school. They chatted late into the night when Olivia slept over, teasing Ted with her nightwear without wearing anything too obvious. They would retreat to their rooms to sexually satisfy themselves, resisting the temptation to be together. The more Ted resisted giving into his natural urges, the more Olivia wanted him. Just before the girls went their separate ways to different universities, Olivia spent one last night at Charlotte's house. It was a bittersweet night as the girls were going to miss one another. For Anne and Ted, it was nice to see their daughter becoming a young woman, but at the same time, it made them feel older that their children were now adults and leaving the house as usual. Ted and Olivia stayed up later than Charlotte and Anne. Olivia told Ted how much she appreciated their late-night talks because they helped her sort through things that were going on in her life. He treated her with kindness and respect, which she appreciated. Ted enjoyed offering her advice and guiding her through her thoughts.
I'm going to miss our talks, Mr. K. You have no idea how much you've helped me. It was my pleasure. If you ever need someone to talk to, I'll be right here for you.
Thanks, Mr. K. Olivia said and leaned in to give him a kiss on the cheek and a big hug.
I hope I find a man like you someday, Mr. K. You're so easy to talk to. You'll find the right guy someday, Olivia. I'm going to take a shower before going to bed, Mr. K. I'll see you in the morning. I was going to shower too, but you can go first, Olivia.
Thanks.
I'll be quick, I promise.
There's no hurry, dear. Take your time. They went upstairs and Ted went to his room to wait for Olivia to shower. She naturally took longer than she promised, but that was normal for a teenage woman. Ted heard the water stop and some fumbling around in the bathroom. He checked to see if she left the bathroom a few times and wondered what she could possibly be doing in there. Ted was in the hallway checking to see if she was done when he heard the door opening. When Olivia stepped out of the bathroom, her body was wrapped in a bath towel. It only covered her body from her breasts to just below her butt. It wasn't anything Ted hadn't seen before, but she was naked underneath, which added to his intrigue.
I'm sorry for taking longer than I promised. The bathroom is all yours. No problem, dear.
Olivia was holding her hand over the top of the towel where it was tucked in to hold it together. As she was talking to Ted, she removed her hand and the towel fell to the floor, leaving her standing naked before Ted. He took in the magnificent sight of Olivia's young, tantalizing body in all of her naked glory. He had seen portions of her body before but never completely nude.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Olivia proclaimed in feigned embarrassment. It actually was an accident, but she stood there proudly letting Ted view her in her birthday suit. In a gentlemanly act, he picked up the towel from the floor. As he crouched down, Olivia's clean-shaven pussy was inches from his face. He fought the urge to pull her towards him and eat what must be a delicious young pussy. As he slowly returned to a standing position, he took in every inch of her nakedness, taking in the scent of her sweet body wash, pausing at her perfectly formed breasts. Her nipples were hard, her areola darkened from excitement. As they stood there staring at one another, Ted handed Olivia the towel and said,
here you go.
Still dumbfounded by her unexpected nudity, Olivia let Ted gaze at her delectable body for a few moments before holding the towel in front of her, her backside still exposed. He watched in awe at her twitching ass as she walked towards her room. Her cheeks alternately tightened and loosened with each step. When she got to the door, she turned around and was thrilled to see Ted watching her. She looked at his crotch and smiled when she noticed a tent forming in front of his shorts. He fought the desire to follow her into her room, throw her on her bed, and fuck her. Olivia wouldn't have resisted either. They both masturbated again when they were alone in their rooms, wishing they had the nerve to follow their desires but knowing it wasn't going to happen with Ted's wife and daughter sleeping steps away from them. That was the last time Ted and Olivia would see one another before she left for college. While Ted missed Olivia, he was also relieved that he would no longer be enticed by her supple young body. He was reaching his breaking point and figured he would eventually act upon his sexual urges but was also proud of himself for resisting his carnal urges. Olivia met new friends at school and dated several young men, but she would often think of Ted. Now that Ted and Anne were empty nesters, he hoped that they could revive some of the spark in their marriage. However, it didn't quite work out that way. Not only did their love life go from infrequent to almost non-existent, but they also began to bicker more often. It got to the point that Ted and Anne began to spend more time at work and with their respective friends than with each other. Almost a year later, and asked Ted for a divorce, and by that time, he was ready for one too. The split up was as amicable as could be. They agreed to sell the house and split the proceeds. Ted ended up buying a two-bedroom condo and tried to put his life back together. He couldn't even think about dating again after going through the trauma of his marriage ending. In addition, the prospects of dating again were overwhelming. He was in his late 40s and the potential females also looking were slim. After several months, Ted knew he had to start socializing more or he'd never get laid again.
He went back to the gym to lose a few pounds and added some muscle. Although he still had some of his dad body left, he felt better about himself. Ted went on a few dates, but he was mostly looking for a sexual partner by that time. He found a couple of ladies his age that were looking for the same thing, so it was a nice arrangement. A lot can be said for having friends with benefits. He had to break it off with one of them when she started to get serious. The last thing he was looking for or needed was drama in his life. Meanwhile, Olivia was living the life of a typical college woman. While she was a serious student, she also liked to have a good time. She wasn't fond of one-night stands but had a couple that she regretted later. Olivia had a couple of long-term relationships that didn't work out in the end. She experimented sexually with some light bondage, a little bit of anal, and having sex outdoors. However, she still thought most of the guys at her university were immature and left her desiring more. Ted got into the routine of going to a happy hour at a local sports bar on Friday nights with his friend, Max. He wasn't looking for anyone to date, but there were times when a woman attracted his attention, but he was mostly looking to relax with a friend. Olivia and Max hadn't seen each other very often in the 2 years since she went off to college. They ran into each other a couple of times when Charlotte was home, but the divorce made get-togethers quite complicated. They kept in touch through social media, but Ted didn't use it very often. They fondly thought about one another at times, but their lives took them in different directions. After her second year in college, Olivia decided to transfer to a state school in town. She had decided to change her major, as many students do, and a state school fit her needs and was much cheaper. She got an apartment with some friends and got a job to help with expenses. Point one evening, Ted was having a few beers with Max while sitting at the bar of his favorite place when he turned and got a pleasant surprise. Olivia had just walked in with a few of her friends. His eyes immediately lit up and he got excited like a puppy dog when their owner came home. He let out a, "Holy shit, it's Olivia!" Max asked. "Who's Olivia?" and turned around to see who Ted was referring to. Ted started waving his arms to get her attention just as Olivia was looking around the bar to see if she knew anyone. Her eyes lit up when she saw Ted, got a big smile on her face, and rushed over to greet Ted. He got up from the bar stool as the two embraced. Max wondered who this gorgeous young woman was who was hugging his friend.
"Holy cow, Mr. K. What a surprise. How have you been?"
"I'm doing pretty good. What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at school? Haven't you heard?
I transferred to the state university. I'm living with some friends a few blocks from here."
"That's great news. It's so nice to see you."
They were gazing at each other like old times. Olivia looked even better as she matured since they last saw one another. The old feelings came rushing back. Ted was a little older but in better shape from working out at the gym.
"I miss our late night chats, Mr. K. We should get together just like before."
Ted didn't know if that meant them just talking or her teasing the heck out of him too.
"I'd love to get together again. It would be fun. I'd buy you and your friends a drink, but are you old enough now?"
"No, not yet, but my ID says I am,"
she replied with a wink, then added,
"That never stopped you from giving me a beer before."
Ted grinned and said,
"Okay, you got me there. Tell your friends the first one's on me. Thanks, Mr. K. Call me though. I'd really like to get together with you again. I've missed you."
When Olivia left to join her friends, Max asked,
"Who the fuck was that? She's gorgeous."
"Oh, she was Charlotte's best friend in high school. She spent a lot of time at our house."
"Well, if I were you, I'd call her. Did you see the way she was looking at you? She was glowing when she saw you and the whole time you two were talking.
You're nuts. What would she want with an old man like me? I'll bet she's had a crush on you for a while. You're just too dumb to see it.
Thanks a lot, buddy,"
Ted replied with a smile. Ted never told anyone about his fascination with Olivia and the fact that he suspected she had a crush on him. He certainly was never going to tell anyone how she used to tease him mercilessly. Max continued by saying,
"If I had a hot young woman wanting to fuck me, she wouldn't have to tell me to call her. Don't worry, I'll call her. We're just friends. She's not going to fuck me. I'll bet you dinner that you're wrong,
Mr. K.
Max teased Ted.
"You're a jerk, Max, but you probably already know that."
The entire time Ted and Olivia were at the bar, they were exchanging glances from across the room. He knew she had a crush on him a couple of years ago, but figured that was only a temporary thing. He could only hope she still felt the same way, because he was single again with nothing to get in their way. During the ensuing week, Ted was hesitant to contact Olivia, mostly out of fear of rejection and fear that she was only being polite about getting together again. He figured there was no way she wanted to sleep with him no matter what Max said. It must be just wishful thinking on his part. When Ted and Max were at the happy hour the following week, Max asked if he had called Olivia. He was disappointed by Ted's response.
"No, not yet. I've been busy."
"Oh bullshit, you haven't been busy. You're just scared. I think you owe me dinner. I'll call her this week, I promise."
Just then, Olivia walked in with her friends again. Deep down, she was hoping he'd be there. She smiled when she saw Ted and came right over to him.
"Hey Mr. K, how are you?"
"I'm great, Olivia. How are you doing?"
"I'm good. I thought you were going to call me to get together. It would be really nice to talk about what's going on in our lives. You know, like before."
Ted could feel Max's eyes glaring at him. If he could read his friend's mind, he would be thinking,
"I told you so, you idiot."
I will. It's been a busy week,"
Max then jumped in to say.
"Hi, I'm Ted's friend, Max."
"Hi Max, it's nice to meet you.
I was just talking to Ted and he's got nothing going on this week, do you, buddy?"
No, I'm free this week.
"I'm free on Thursday night if that's okay with you, Mr. K?"
"Yeah, Thursday is fine.
Max butted in again to say. Why don't you take her to that new fancy Italian restaurant you've been saying you want to try?
Olivia was anxiously looking at Ted for a response when he asked.
Do you want to try it with me?
Sure, Mr. K.
I'd love to. I'll call for reservations and let you know what time.
Great, I'll see you then. After Olivia joined her friends, Ted told Max.
I didn't need your help.
That's where you're wrong, buddy. You were going to fuck it up again and I saved you. You'll be thanking me later.
For once since I've known you, I hope you're right.
Ted sincerely hoped Max was right. There is nothing that he wanted better than to live out the sexual fantasy of fucking Olivia. He was worried that the old spark had been extinguished, and she only wanted to talk to him. He'd be so embarrassed if he suggested having sex with her, and she laughed at him. His ego would never recover. However, if she said,
yes,
he'd be in heaven. He made reservations for 7 p.m. for dinner on Thursday but wanted to meet at 6:30 for a before-dinner drink and sent a text message to Olivia to let her know. She responded by saying she'd meet him there promptly at 6:30. Ted was anxious the entire week. He felt like he was a young man going on his first date, even though it wasn't a date. It was just two friends getting together to catch up on what was going on in their lives. At least that's what he told himself to calm his nerves. He wasn't sure how the night was going to end but was thankful that he had a cleaning service come in that day to make sure his condo was presentable just in case. Olivia wasn't nervous about having dinner with Ted but was wondering if she should act upon her past feelings for him. While she no longer had a serious crush on Ted, she was still curious what it would be like to sleep with him. Other friends had slept with older men with mixed results. Some found them to be more patient and attentive while others regretted it. It sounded like it wasn't very different than sleeping with some of the younger men she'd been with on Thursday night. Olivia wanted to dress nicely without advertising she was open to having sex with Ted. She envied men who usually don't go through similar stresses as women. She did up her hair and makeup and dressed to impress before calling a rideshare service to take her to the restaurant where she found Ted waiting for her at the bar as planned. When Ted saw Olivia walk in, he was awestruck by her beauty. He rarely saw her with makeup on other than on prom night, and she looked amazing. She was wearing a simple little black low-cut slip dress. It came to her mid-thighs and revealed plenty of her slender athletic legs. She was wearing black 4-inch ankle strap sandals and accessorized with a matching pearl necklace and bracelet. Her breasts bounced sensuously under her dress, which showed anyone who was looking that she was braless. Ted stood up to greet her with a kiss on the cheek and a big hug. He caught a whiff of her sensuous perfume as he stood back to get another look at her.
Wow, you look stunning. You are such a beautiful woman, Olivia. You look amazing tonight.
Thank you, Ted.
You look pretty darn good yourself. I've been looking forward to tonight since I ran into you at the bar. I've been looking forward to tonight also.
He helped Olivia onto the barstool and ordered her a drink as he continued to gaze at her.
I can't get over how grown up you look. You aren't a high school girl anymore.
They began to chat while Ted stole glances at Olivia's legs and got a peek at her pink thigh when she crossed them. It made him wonder if it was inadvertent, or if she was teasing him again. Olivia was encouraged that she was still able to attract Ted's attention. It was fairly easy too, just like most men. When their table was ready, Ted took pride in escorting Olivia through the restaurant. He could see men checking her out, and some people whispering, most likely gossiping about their age difference. They had a lovely dinner along with a bottle of fine wine. Neither one cared what other patrons thought of them. They were having a great time catching up on their lives.
Seeing you again, Ted, makes me realize how much I miss you. You were so helpful to me by giving me someone I could trust and talk to. You helped me think through what I wanted in life.
That's very flattering, Olivia. I'm glad I could help. The guys I've been with are nice, but they are still immature. You've been through so much in your life and you're so easy to talk to. I wish we would have gotten together sooner.
I've missed our talks too, Olivia. It makes me feel good to give someone advice and I've gotten to know you so well on a spiritual level too.
Yeah, I think that's what I've been missing. We understand each other.
I think we both know what the other is looking for.
Ted wasn't sure what to make of that last statement. He knew what he was looking for, but was she talking about the same thing? After dinner, there were some awkward moments with either one knowing what to do next. Ted hadn't heard enough from Olivia to know for sure that she wanted to have sex, and she knew she hinted around at it, but he obviously didn't pick up on it. She was unsure how to hint even more without being obvious. Ted then said,
"It's still early. Do you want to do anything else?"
He was anxious for her to respond because that would let him know what she was expecting from him. Her answer gave him all he needed to know.
"This may sound strange, but there's a ball game on TV tonight. I'd love to sit and watch it with you while having a drink, and just talking, like we used to do.
Well then, let's head back to my place," Ted said with a smile.
"That sounds nice."
Ted paid the bill and escorted Olivia out of the restaurant. He held the car door open for her, something that no other guy had done for her before. Ted was treated to another peek up Olivia's sexy dress as she got into the car. She was staring at him the entire time, which told Ted she did it on purpose just like she used to do. He knew he was caught, but it didn't bother him at all. He wanted her to know he was looking at what she was showing. Olivia was even more obvious, spreading her legs wider when Ted held the door for her again when they got to his condo. She was giving him a silent signal that she was open to having sex with him. There was a thick air of sexual tension in the elevator as they rode it to Ted's condo. Once inside, he poured them each a glass of wine and gave her a quick tour of his new home.
"I'm impressed with how clean you keep your place. The guys I've dated aren't as neat as you. I wish I could take credit for how nice it looks, but I have a cleaning service that comes in once a week."
They both laughed as Ted ended the tour out on the balcony overlooking the city skyline.
This is a great view, Mr. K, but I'm sure you know that. It's one of the reasons I bought it. I think you can call me Ted. It's quite romantic too, Ted.
Olivia commented, looking into Ted's eyes.
Why do you think I brought you out here?
Olivia demurely looked up at Ted as he got closer to her, tucked her long strawberry blonde hair behind her shoulder, and leaned in to kiss her. A bolt of excitement went through their bodies when their lips touched. It was a moment they had both been longing for. It started as a soft, tender kiss that turned into a longer, passionate kiss. They broke their embrace to set their drinks on the table, only to return to a heated makeout session under the stars on the balcony. Ted stopped kissing Olivia to tell her.
I've waited a long time to kiss your sweet lips. I've waited a long time for you to kiss me too.
With his hands now free, Ted brought them up to cup Olivia's tender breasts, as she softly moaned to his touch. He was living a dream to finally hold his fantasy girl in his arms and fondle the breasts he longed for. Ted then slipped his hands up the back of Olivia's dress to finally grasp her luscious ass cheeks, then pulled her closer to him. Olivia could feel his erection pressing against her thigh and began to stroke him. Touching Olivia's tender young body was just as good as Ted imagined, or even better.
I've wanted to hold you, touch you, and kiss you for so long, Olivia. I've dreamt of this moment also, Ted.
They kissed more before Ted asked.
Would you like to go into the bedroom? I'd love to.
As Ted led Olivia to the bedroom, their only concerns were if the fantasy would live up to the reality. They had both thought about what they would do with one another if given the opportunity, and they were about to make those dreams come true. They kissed a little more once in the bedroom before Ted began to remove Olivia's dress. He felt like he was unwrapping a highly anticipated birthday present. He had seen her naked before, but this time he wouldn't have to restrain his lust for this young vixen. Alvia had similar feelings. She was getting a chance to follow her heart's desire to be with Ted. She had tempted him mercilessly a couple of years ago, but he stood strong in not taking the bait. Maybe she was driven by the fact that she couldn't have him, making him that much more desirable to her. We always seem to want what is perceived to be unattainable. So far, she was not disappointed in what had transpired. As Ted unveiled Olivia's succulent body, his desire to please her and himself sexually only grew stronger. She was there for the taking. She proudly stood before him in only her pink thong, waiting only seconds before he pulled it down her legs, leaving her completely nude. Ted began to quickly disrobe with Olivia's assistance. She had never seen him naked but wasn't disappointed when he was fully nude. He wasn't the most muscular man she ever slept with, but he had some muscle definition. He carried some extra weight in his stomach, but that was no surprise after previously seeing him in a swimsuit. His 6-inch erect cock was thicker than her other lovers. They embraced and kissed further while their hands explored each other's bodies. Alvia's beautifully formed breast felt tender as he cupped and gently kneaded her creamy flesh. He sunk his hands and fingers into her cute, delectable ass cheeks before plunging a finger into her tight pussy. While Ted was exploring Olivia's body, she was stroking his dick and grabbing a handful of his, but while moaning softly, Ted led Olivia over to his king-size bed and laid her down. He was determined to kiss, lick, and nuzzle every inch of her perfect young body. He started with her lips and slowly worked his way down to the nape of her neck, biting, nibbling, and kissing both sides as she purred with excitement. He spent a considerable amount of time licking and sucking on Olivia's hard nipples. He worked his way down her torso, skipping over her pussy. Ted lightly bit and kissed the inside of her thighs. She was so excited he could smell the sweet scent of her pussy before making his way down her slim thighs and legs. Ted knelt as he lifted Olivia's foot and brought it to his mouth to suck on each individual toe while staring into her eyes or gazing between her legs. He switched over to the other foot, giving her toes a similar tongue bath before working his way up towards her thighs. No other lover had taken this much time toying with Olivia's body before. She excitedly spread her legs further, anticipating Ted's next move, but he had her turn over onto her stomach instead.
I've wanted to play with that lovely ass of yours for a long, long time.
Olivia playfully wiggled her ass for Ted, taunting him. He started by squeezing her cheeks like he was kneading bread dough. He then began to kiss and nibble on her cheeks. He lightly spanked her ass, watching her cheeks ripple with each strike. When her ass was reddened, he kissed her ass again. Olivia was surprised when Ted spread her cheeks and began to tongue her anus. That was a first for her, however, once she got over the initial shock, she found she liked it. She even raised her hips off the mattress to give him easier access to her ass. Ted continued to play with Olivia's ass for a while before turning her over to kiss and lick the insides of her thighs. He lightly licked her labia and then stuck a finger into her, looking into Olivia's eyes as he finger-fucked her. The lust in her eyes told him she liked his unhurried foreplay. He then replaced his finger with his tongue, finally tasting that sweet pussy he had desired for so long. They were both moaning in sheer pleasure, as Olivia held his head, while he ate her. Ted had Olivia writhing in pleasure. There was no doubt that he had considerable experience in performing oral sex on a woman to whom Olivia was now the beneficiary of that expertise. When he began to lick and suck on her clit while fingering her, Olivia came to a raging orgasm, squirting her juices into Ted's mouth. Having come once, Olivia thought he was done, but Ted continued to tongue-fuck her. He then used the width of his tongue to lick her pussy from the bottom up to her clit, flicking and sucking on her love button before moving down again. When he thought she was ready to come a second time, he fingered her and sucked and licked her clit again until she orgasmed. He didn't stop licking and sucking her clit until she came a third time. Olivia had to stop Ted from eating her pussy before he lifted his head with a smile on his face.
Wow, that was awesome, Ted. I never came 3 times in a row like that. I could eat you all night long, baby. I bet there's other things you'd like to do all night too, Ted. You're right about that, Olivia.
Ted's appetite was only partially fulfilled, but he and Olivia were only getting started.
She wanted to equally please him. Once she recovered and caught her breath, they began to kiss again. Olivia could taste her juices on Ted's lips and tongue. She kissed her way down his body but stopped between his legs. She licked and sucked on his balls for a while before tonguing and mouthing the shaft of his cock, purposely staying away from the head. She toyed with his shaft and balls for several minutes before licking around the rim of the head. Ted was trying to aim his dick between her lips, but Olivia would have none of that. She was in charge, and she was going to continue toying with his dick until she decided to proceed. Once she felt she teased him long enough, she began to give the head butterfly flicks and then used her lips. Ted let out an audible groan when she suddenly swallowed his entire dick down to his balls while swirling her tongue around the head and shaft. "Holy shit, babe, you're great at this." As Olivia's head began to bob, Ted held her head and moved his hips in rhythm to her sucking. He was looking down at Olivia's head and strawberry blonde hair bobbing in his lap, almost in disbelief that this was really happening. A man's dream rarely comes true, and he was living the dream that night. Ted stopped Olivia's blowjob, telling her,
"You need to stop or I'm going to come. I waited a long time to fuck that pussy of yours."
Olivia gave his dick a few more playful licks before lying back with her legs spread, telling Ted,
"I've been waiting a long time for this too, too long."
Ted smiled and knelt between Olivia's widespread legs, staring at her luscious body, taking the time to enjoy the view. He rubbed the head of his dick along her wet slit, teasing her in the process.
"I want you to tell me how much you want my dick. Oh, you know I want to feel you inside me. I tried giving it to you a couple of years ago, but you didn't take it. Now fuck me, Ted. I need to fuck you. You need to fuck me. You have no idea how much I wanted you, Olivia. You're so sexy. If you want me so bad, then fuck me now. We both want this."
"You're right," Ted said as he slowly slid his dick into Olivia's tight young pussy.
"That's it, Ted. Give my pussy a good fucking."
Ted began to slowly move his hips, pushing himself in and out of Olivia. They stared lustfully into each other's eyes as he fucked his daughter's best friend. After all of the teasing and masturbating, dreaming of one another, they were both experiencing what they had fantasized about. Olivia's pussy felt better than he dreamed as Ted methodically fucked her, savoring the feeling of her tight pussy gripping his cock. He moved slowly at first so he could control his orgasm. He was so excited, his balls heavy with cum, that he wanted that evening to last as long as possible. Olivia had her legs wrapped around Ted's back and was lifting her ass off the mattress to meet his thrusts. Once he felt he had things under control, Ted began to fuck Olivia harder, placing her legs over his shoulders to drive himself deeper and faster into her than before. She was grunting with each thrust, her breasts jiggling wildly. Ted controlled his orgasm for a long time by bringing himself to the edge of coming, then stopping until he regained his composure only to start fucking Olivia again. He wanted to fuck her as long as he possibly could. A man can only hold out for so long, and when Olivia sensed his approaching orgasm, she said,
"Come in my pussy, Ted. I want to feel your cum inside me. Oh yeah, fuck me hard. Fuck me, Ted. Fuck me."
Ted was staring at Olivia's beautiful face as he was about to come. She was lightly biting her lower lip, grunting as Ted pounded her pussy hard. She was moaning loudly, on the verge of orgasm too.
"Fuck me, fuck me. Fuck me."
Olivia cried out just as she started to come.
"Oh fuck, I'm coming. Oh yeah? Oh. Oh. Oh."
Ted cried out. Ted unleashed a torrent of cum into Olivia's hot young pussy. He hadn't gotten laid in a while, and had a huge load saved up for her. His orgasm came from deep within his balls as he kept shooting wad after wad into Olivia as she squeezed her pussy tighter, trying to milk every drop out of him while she was coming also. When he was done coming, Ted didn't withdraw right away. He was looking at Olivia in disbelief that he just fucked his dream girl. He was also disappointed that it was over. When he disengaged from her, he said,
"That was phenomenal. I've dreamed about making love to you, Olivia. This night has been better than I ever thought possible. You were pretty remarkable yourself. No one's ever made me come like that before. I wish we would have fucked years ago. I think waiting this long might have made it even better," Ted added.
After they both freshened up, Ted got a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses into the bedroom where they began to chat.
"When did you first realize you wanted to sleep with me?" Olivia inquired. "I'm just curious."
Ted laughed to himself, wondering if he should answer the question, but then replied,
"I think the first time that I thought about it was one night when you came out to talk to me while everyone was asleep. You were wearing your pajamas that had loose shorts. When you sat down, I could see up your shorts to your pussy. I wondered what it would be like to eat your pussy. Oh my god, I didn't know you could see my pussy. Come to think of it, I think I noticed you looking at me differently about that time. That's when I first thought about being with you. You had this look in your eye. I loved your bikinis. Your butt looked so good. I have a confession to make," Olivia said. "After I knew you were looking at me differently, I began to show off on purpose to see if I could get a rise out of you, if you know what I mean. You little cock tease, I thought you were doing it on purpose, but I wasn't sure. You have no idea how much you were torturing me."
"Oh, I have some idea. I heard you through the wall," Olivia said while giggling.
"Hey, I heard you too. I was hoping you would come into my room and ravish my body," Olivia confessed. "Trust me, I wanted to. Imagine if my wife or Charlotte caught us though. I know that's what kept us apart. I almost caved in that night when you dropped your towel in front of me," Ted said with a knowing grin. Olivia giggled again. "I was so nervous when I did that. I thought for sure we were going to get together that night. I almost followed you into your room but thought about my marriage first.
Yeah, but nothing is stopping us now," Ted grinned as his dick was coming back to life.
Olivia noticed his revival and began to stroke his dick.
We can fuck anytime we want now, Ted.
Sounds great to me. He replied as Olivia moved to Ted's side and began to suck his hardening dick. It had been years since Ted had sex twice in one night. Heck, toward the end of his marriage, he was lucky if he had sex twice a month. He now had a gorgeous young lady giving him an expert blowjob. He laid back and enjoyed his good fortune while Olivia sucked and licked his dick. He wondered how many other dicks she had sucked to get this good at it, but that wasn't important. He was happy that she was blowing him. Ted played with Olivia's perky titties and lovely ass while her head bobbed in his lap.
Damn, you really know how to suck a dick.
Olivia stopped sucking his cock long enough to say,
I've had lots of practice.
And winked at him. Olivia was giving Ted a nice wet sloppy blow job for a while when she stopped and said,
Now I'm going to fuck you.
As she began to straddle him, Ted grinned and said,
I'm all yours, baby, try not to hurt me.
He joked.
I'll try, but I can't promise you anything.
Olivia held Ted's erection as she slid down on it. She began to slowly ride his dick while his hands were fondling her breasts or ass. Ted was looking up at his gorgeous lover, not believing his good fortune to be having sex with her again. Her tits were bouncing and her shoulder-length strawberry blonde hair flopping around as she began to ride him faster. Ted would sometimes lift his hips to match her rhythm, but would also lay back and let Olivia do all the work.
I was so horny that night I dropped my towel. I would have ridden your cock all night long.
Well, you won't have to wait any longer. You know where to find me. She was now riding Ted faster, her eyes rolling into the back of her head as she was moaning and biting her lower lip, determined to give him a fucking he'd never forget. It was already a memorable night, but it was getting even better. Luckily, it was easier for Ted to control his orgasm, seeing he'd already come earlier. While riding Ted, Olivia would lean over at times to either kiss Ted or feed him her breasts while he was playing with her taut ass. She rode him for a while longer before she began to tire.
How about doing it from behind?
She asked.
I'll fuck you in any position you like, Olivia.
She got off of Ted and bent over on the bed, offering her pussy to him. Ted took a moment to gaze at Olivia's perfect ass with her cheeks spread wide and her brown asshole staring back at him. He approached her from behind with Olivia helping to guide his dick into her. He slid his hard dick into her hot pussy and began to fuck her hard while spanking her ass.
Oh yeah, fuck me hard, Ted.
He continued to fuck Olivia hard and fast while giving her but an occasional slap. She seemed to like it rough, so he took a fistful of her hair and tugged on it while humping on her. That made her moan louder and cry out for more. Ted was looking down at Olivia's ass bucking wildly, fucking him in return. Something came over him, and he wet his thumb and stuck it into Olivia's ass, which drove her even wilder. She came again within seconds.
Oh, I see you like that, babe.
Yeah, I do.
You can do me back there if you want.
Are you serious?
Sure.
I only do it with special people. Ted wasn't going to pass up that opportunity. His wife only let him do anal a few times in over 20 years of marriage. He withdrew from Olivia to get some lube from his nightstand drawer. He stuck his dick back into Olivia's pussy while he fingered her ass with the lube. He marveled at the beauty of Olivia's ass and always wanted to fuck it. He was now getting the opportunity of a lifetime. When Olivia's ass was sufficiently lubricated, Ted put some on his dick and pressed it against her asshole.
Are you ready for me?
I'm more than ready. Ted was looking down at one of the finest butts he'd ever seen and lusted after for a long time. He took a deep breath and pushed forward, watching as the head of his dick parted Olivia's asshole. The head of his dick was slowly engulfed by her ass. He wondered how often she had anal sex because she didn't seem nervous or afraid of it hurting. As he penetrated her further, Olivia told Ted.
Oh yeah, stick your dick in my ass.
Olivia's ass was even tighter than her pussy. When Ted felt his lower stomach touch her cheeks, he knew he was in as far as he could go and began to slowly move his hips back and forth, testing Olivia's reaction. She was taking his dick just fine, so he began to move faster.
That's it, baby, take my dick in your ass.
Give it to me, Ted.
You can fuck me harder.
I can take it. Ted was thinking. Holy shit, this girl is a freak. He began to sodomize Olivia even harder as she began to moan and play with her clit. Ted was spanking her ass while fucking it as Olivia was moaning in pleasure.
Oh, fuck my ass. Fuck my ass.
Do you like fucking my ass, Ted?
I love fucking your ass.
I've always cherished your ass and dreamed of fucking it.
Give it to me good, Ted.
Give it to me good. Ted couldn't believe Olivia was begging for more, but he was giving it to her hard and fast. She began to buck wildly underneath him as she brought herself to orgasm. After that, Ted thrust himself into her even faster and shot load after load deep into her bowels. Ted had to lean over to catch his breath after ass-fucking Olivia for so long. They were both physically and emotionally exhausted. His dick was still lodged in her ass but withdrew it once it began to soften. They both lay there recovering from their exciting evening of fulfilling their fantasies.
I have to say, Olivia, that was better than I ever imagined.
You are one sexy lady.
I had a lot of fun too, Ted.
You were great, just like I had hoped.
I've never come that many times in one night before.
Olivia had an early morning class and Ted had to work, so they called it a night. They both knew this wasn't going to turn into a long-term relationship. It was two people living out a sexual fantasy that turned out to be better than they first envisioned. Ted wondered if he and Olivia would get together again sometime. At least he hoped they would. She made him feel alive again by adding some excitement to an otherwise routine life. After having great sex with a hot young lady, it was only natural to want to do it again. Having sex with an older man, one who she had a crush on, was extremely satisfying for Olivia. Ted was a more attentive lover than most of her previous partners and was open to being with him again. It was fun, naughty,
and a nice secret to have between them. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.